The world is changing fast, but you can learn it at a slower pace.
Special English.
You're listening to Special English. Here's the news. Great news for panda lovers in Beijing, as authorities have revealed that the Chinese capital city will open a conservation base gathering dozens of giant pandas in 2025. Construction of the base, spanning a total area of about 133 hectares in a forest park in Fangshan District, is currently in full swing. The first phase of the base covers 63.5 hectares and will be home to 40 giant pandas and other animals, such as golden monkeys and red pandas. Upon total completion, the base is expected to host 50 pandas in total. A giant panda cultural exchange center will also be set up to promote the protection of the rare animal.
You're listening to Special English.
A new report released by the Chinese Academy of Social Sciences shows that the number of users of China's online literature platforms has reached 537 million by the end of last year, marking a 9% increase year on year. And the market value of Chinese online literature exceeded 40 billion yuan, or about 5.6 billion US dollars, while the market value of intellectual properties in the industry jumped to 260 billion yuan. The report underscored cultural confidence as a new trend in online literature creation. Writers had been increasingly embracing the elements of traditional Chinese culture into diverse literature genres, including works with historical and contemporary themes, as well as science fiction. The report also noted the increasing influence of Chinese online literature overseas, with the overseas market value surpassing 4 billion yuan. By the end of last year, Chinese online literature platforms incubated over 410,000 overseas writers, leading to the creation of some 620,000 original works, attracting 230 million users from overseas. The report also discusses the impact of artificial intelligence technology on the industry, as well as progress in the area of copyright protection.
This is Special English.
China's scientific expedition team has announced plans to drill into a subglacial lake buried over 3,600 meters deep beneath the ice cap in Antarctica. The Chilin subglacial lake, which was named by China in 2022, is located in the Princess Elizabeth Land in the East Antarctic Inland Ice Sheet, 120 kilometers from China's Taishan Station. China has made some early stage preparations for the scientific drilling of the subglacial lake. During the country's 40th Antarctic expedition, its team members entered the lake area for the first time and carried out investigations on the drilling sites. According to Jiang Su, a researcher at the Polar Research Institute of China, the Chilin subglacial lake, the second largest buried lake discovered so far in Antarctica, has a developing history of at least 3 million years of isolation from the outside world, making it an ideal place to explore subglacial lakes and subglacial life. Before launching the drilling, the Polar Research Institute of China will first work with several research institutes in the country to make breakthroughs in key technologies such as clean and retrievable drilling, in situ probing and clean sampling, as well as on-site processing of microbiological samples in cryogenic environments and monitoring of microbiological contamination in the drilling process. Since 2015, China's fixed-wing aircraft for polar flight, Snow Eagle 601, has conducted several aerial surveys of the Princess Elizabeth Land area. Based on airborne geophysical data, the subglacial lake is estimated to have a surface area of 370 square kilometers with a water depth of up to 200 meters. Long covered by the ice sheet, the Antarctic subglacial lakes have unique high pressure, low temperature, low nutrient, and dark environmental conditions that provide unique information on biological evolution, climate change, as well as the evolution of the Antarctic ice sheet. Scientific drilling is the only means of obtaining physical samples from subglacial lakes. Since 2012, the United States, the United Kingdom, and Russia have carried out drilling into and taken samples from three other subglacial lakes in Antarctica.
You're listening to Special English.
Sideline Story brings you all things sports related. The hottest topics, latest events, juiciest stories, all with a very personal take. Subscribe to Sideline Story Podcast for heated sports discussions covering events that are happening in China and around the world.
we all enter this world with a universal greeting. We then learn to speak.
Bonjour, comment allez-vous?
Dobre utro.
Hoy estoy muy contenta.
Though our languages, cultures, and traditions may differ, we still share one thing in common. We have hope for humanity and the world.
An additional German Railway Company Deutsche
Director of the International
the 26th
Monetary
United Nations Climate. Hear the difference with CGTN Radio. Join our global network to connect with the world.
CGTN Radio. Hear the difference.
You're listening to Special English.
A roadway for intelligent connected vehicles has been launched as a demonstration project in Baodi District in North China's Tianjin Municipality. This marks the city's first initiative of its kind. Stretching 11 kilometers, the roadway connects the high-speed train station of Baodi and the Beijing Tianjin Zhongguancun Tech Town. For a smart bus, traveling through the roadway and making 5 stops takes only 18 minutes, with the driving speed reaching 70 kilometers per hour. The roadway is equipped with a cloud control system that enables coordinated sensing, planning, and decision making for the intelligent connected vehicles and real-time monitoring of the vehicles. All the 19 crossroads along the roadway have been equipped with an intelligent traffic light control system, which gives priority to public transit vehicles and significantly shortens the duration of the bus trip. Mao Jinsong, a senior official of Baodi District, said that the project offers efficient, safe, and comfortable public transit services to residents, both in the tech town and along the line.
This is Special English.
Heady fragrances are rapidly becoming integral to the daily routines of young Chinese consumers, who view them as a form of self-expression and stress relief. 23-year-old Zhang Qijing recalled how one night an unpleasant odor drifted into her bedroom, causing her to lie in bed awake. But after lighting a scented candle, she found that not only did it cover the odor, but created a relaxing atmosphere that lulled her to sleep. Now she is obsessed with fragrances, from perfumes to scented candles and essential oils. She even dries flower petals to concoct her own scent bouquets. Zhang said that many fragrances can be purchased for around 35 to 50 yuan, or about 5 to 7 US dollars, making it a good way to enhance quality of life without much spending. A market report issued by CBN Data and Tmall.com in April last year shows that China's fragrance industry is projected to reach a value of $5.3 billion by 2026. The report pointed out that the untapped market potential is huge, given that perfumes have penetrated only 5% of the Chinese market, compared with 42% in Europe and 50% in the US. Stepped up marketing about the benefits of fragrances and aromatherapy has contributed to the expanding sales. Echo Gong, strategic consultant at market research company Corsight, said that social media and stores promote products, and many shops and pop-up stores offer fragrance testing, adding that many individuals are also turning to aromatherapy as a means to relax and improve their mood. It doesn't stop with just a dab behind the ears or a spray on the wrists. Fragrances have expanded into areas such as household cleaning products, car fresheners, and personal care products. 23-year-old Zhang said that fragrance is a factor in her choice of everyday items like laundry detergent and shampoo, adding that many daily goods brands now play up scents in their products, while clothing stores, malls, and even hotels utilize fragrances to establish signature aromas. Zhang said whenever she comes across a similar scent elsewhere, it would help to trigger memories of a specific brand or store. Beijing resident Wu echoed that fragrance is a highly imaginative form of art. It has the power to transport people away from the real world and evoke vivid memories.
You're listening to Special English.
FIFA has announced that it will launch a series of inter-confederation friendlies in March. The FIFA series will have the pilot phase during the men's international match calendar window this month, with four national teams from different confederations to play friendlies in a single host country. FIFA said in a statement that the initiative will provide member associations with a more regular opportunity to face national teams from other continents, which will serve to unlock technical development opportunities previously unavailable to many of them. FIFA plans to facilitate the series during every March match window of even years. Ahead of the full rollout in March 2026, the pilot project will run from the 18th to the 26th this month.
This is Special English.
The United Nations Environment Program has launched a call for a nomination for the Young Champions of the Earth Award. Executive Director Inger Andersen said that the award recognizes young people's contributions and outstanding potential to lead efforts to protect the environment. This year, the UN body seeks 7 young people aged between 18 and 30 who exemplify commitment to the environment and are leading projects that protect and revive nature to fight climate change, restore ecosystem functionality, and address pollution. The selected young champions will receive $20,000 in seed funding, intensive training, and tailored mentoring to bring their environmental ideas to life. This year's nomination is open from February 27th to April 5th.
You're listening to Special English.
That's the end of this edition of Special English. To recap, I'm going to read one of the news items again at normal speed. Please listen carefully.
China's scientific expedition team has announced plans to drill into a subglacial lake buried over 3,600 meters deep beneath the ice cap in Antarctica. The Qilin subglacial lake, which was named by China in 2022, is located in the Princess Elizabeth Land in the East Antarctic Inland Ice Sheet, 120 kilometers from China's Taishan station. China has made some early stage preparations for the scientific drilling of the subglacial lake. During the country's 40th Antarctic expedition, its team members entered the lake area for the first time and carried out investigations on the drilling sites. According to Jiang Su, a researcher at the Polar Research Institute of China, the Qilin subglacial lake, the second largest buried lake discovered so far in Antarctica, has a developing history of at least 3 million years of isolation from the outside world, making it an ideal place to explore subglacial lakes and subglacial life. Before launching the drilling, the Polar Research Institute of China will first work with several research institutes in the country to make breakthroughs in key technologies such as clean and retrievable drilling, in situ probing and clean sampling, as well as on-site processing of microbiological samples in cryogenic environments and monitoring of microbiological contamination in the drilling process. Since 2015, China's fixed-wing aircraft for polar flight Snow Eagle 601 has conducted several aerial surveys of the Princess Elizabeth Land area. Based on airborne geophysical data, the subglacial lake is estimated to have a surface area of 370 square kilometers with a water depth of up to 200 meters. Long covered by the ice sheet, the Antarctic subglacial lakes have unique high pressure, low temperature, low nutrient, and dark environmental conditions that provide unique information on biological evolution, climate change, as well as the evolution of the Antarctic ice sheet. Scientific drilling is the only means of obtaining physical samples from the subglacial lakes. Since 2012, the United States, the United Kingdom, and Russia have carried out drilling into and taken samples from 3 other subglacial lakes in Antarctica. This is the end of today's program. I hope you'll join us every day to learn English at a slower pace.